Hi, I'm Deborah Lindad, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. You know, I always love listening to that song. I've listened to it. How many shows have we done? 250 or something like that. And I always listen to that song, and I'm always sitting here, you know, tapping on the desk and just enjoying the thought that when we do the right thing, that we really are points of light. And this show really is all about doing the right thing in terms of toxics and not being exposed to toxic chemicals, producing toxic chemicals, manufacturing toxic chemicals, having toxic chemicals hurt us in any way. And all the wonderful, wonderful alternatives that are available, all the people who are really doing the right thing. And I'm just so happy to be here every day bringing you this show, really. Even though I've done so many of them now, it always makes me happy to be here. So it is, what is the date today? Wednesday, July 22nd, 2015. I'm here in Clearwater, Florida, where it's a beautiful summer day, and I don't think we're going to have a thunderstorm in the next hour. My guest today is the owner and operator of Vermont Woods Studios, which is an online furniture store specializing in high-quality, eco-friendly, handmade and wood furniture from Vermont. Her name is Peggy. I'm guessing how to pronounce this, Faribault, but we'll ask her when she comes on. And her bio says that she's a CEO who breaks for salamanders, has bottle-fed rescued squirrels, and spends her vacations volunteering to plant trees in the rainforests of Central and South America. Hi, Peggy.
Hi, Deborah.
And how do you say your name?
It's Faribault, like far away.
Oh, good. Faribault. I'll get it right during the next time I say it. Faribault. Okay, so good. So the first thing I want to say to you, Peggy, is that this show is about toxics and doing things that aren't toxic, and your furniture certainly qualifies in spades. There's nothing I would change about your furniture in terms of how you would produce it. But what I think is so wonderful is that, you know, if we start with saying, I don't want something to be toxic, you can end by saying, okay, this is not toxic. But to go farther and have beauty of design, to have a purpose behind your business, to utilize your local resources and have it be a locally based business that contributes to your local economy. You just have done so many things that are just like all the best things that I would like to see in a business. So I just wanted to start by saying that.
Well, thank you very much. We try our best, and I didn't come into this business as a business person. I came into it as someone who wanted to see if you really could develop a business that could do good things and be a part of the solution that we're all trying to find for this world and the environment.
Well, I would say you certainly accomplished it. So tell us your story. What made you decide that you wanted to start this business?
Well, it started with losing my job. And, yeah.
Sometimes they can be blessings in disguise.
Yes. Yeah, I didn't realize it at the time. I was working as a distance learning instructor for Tulane University, and I was in their environmental health and safety department, and Hurricane Katrina came along and sort of wiped out a large part of the Tulane campus, So leaving me and many others without a job. And I was working from Vermont doing all of my work online. I had learned a little bit about how to develop online communities of like-minded people. So when I was trying to figure out what I would do next and couldn't find an employer up here in Vermont that was a match for my skills, I decided I'd have to start my own business.
Yeah.
And so I really took the time to take stock of what I knew and what I believed in and what my passion was, and I married that with where I am in Vermont, which is a very wooded place with a lot of woodworkers, including my husband. So I said, well, Ken, if you want to do the woodworking and make wooden furniture, I would be very interested in promoting it if it was made with all sustainable materials and non-toxic finishes. We just sort of walked into it as an experiment, Deborah.
And it was a big success.
Yeah, well, it's a day-to-day adventure, I guess. But it has been a big success. We were one of the first to believe that you could sell fine furniture online. And everybody looked at me like I was crazy, but I said, well, I would buy it from someone who explained what it was and had pictures of what it looked like from all angles and, could tell me all of the little details about how it was made, where the wood came from, what kind of finishes were on it, who made it. I'm someone who doesn't like to go into a store and be sold to.
Yes.
I'd rather do the research and do my own selection. So we kind of went forward on the premise that some other people at least, believed in the same thing, and it worked.
You know, I have to say, too, in addition to all the other things that I said in the beginning, that your website is so beautiful that when the first instant that I saw it, I went, oh, wow, I wish I needed to buy furniture because your pictures are so inviting. The design, the simplicity, and the timelessness of your furniture, it's like it has familiarness in the designs, but it's not something that is that can go out of date. It has like a modernness to it, but it also has a traditionalness to it, and it just, I just want to walk right into those rooms that you have in those pictures and just sit down and stay there forever.
Well, thank you, and you're welcome to come up here and do that anytime.
Thank you, Emma,
Florida might be just the right time to visit Vermont.
Yeah, I've never been to Vermont, but it's a place that I've always wanted to go, and I just, as I said before, I am just have so much admiration for the way you've put together your values with such beauty and craftsmanship and ecological safety for people and for the planet.
Well, thank you. We have a lot to build on in Vermont because our state does have a 200 or 250-year-old history of woodworking and fine furniture making. So we've taken that tradition and we've connected with fine furniture makers all over the state who have their own independent businesses, and they're wonderful craftspeople, but honestly, they're not very good at tooting their own horn. And they're not, they needed someone to partner with them to show the world what they're doing and how beautiful it is. They needed somebody to take pictures and, convey all the details of their furniture. So it's been a nice partnership and an efficient one, too, because, in this age of such competitive companies, especially online, you have to be a specialist in order to compete. So
yes.
the craftspeople can be a specialist in their workshops and studios, and we've developed specialties in online marketing and sales.
And an excellent job. We need to go to break, but when we come back, we'll talk more with Peggy Farabaugh. Did I get it right?
Farabaugh.
Farabaugh.
Like far away.
Farabaugh. Okay. Farabaugh. owner and operator of Vermont Woods Studios. And her website is vermontwoodstudios.com. And if you're listening on a computer, just jump right over there during the break and see how beautiful it is. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Peggy Farabaugh. Did I get it right that time?
That was good.
Thank you. She's the owner and operator of Vermont Wood Studio, where they specialize in high-quality, eco-friendly handmade and wood furniture from Vermont. Excuse me. I have this tickle in my throat. So let's talk for a minute about why did you decide that you needed to have non-toxic finishes? Because actually, I'll tell you, that's pretty unusual.
Right, right. Most furniture, you don't know what the finish is. And I don't know how you would even find out. But, you know, I think pretty much we never considered anything else. Living in Vermont and working with Vermont furniture makers, it's the tradition in Vermont to use traditional finishes like linseed oil, which is non-toxic. It's a natural substance made from flax.
Mm-hmm.
So we, you know, a lot of our furniture makers use that or a version of that. Some use a lacquer, a clear non-toxic lacquer. But basically, those are the two finishes. We have a specialty finish that some of our furniture makers use, and that's called Vermont Natural Coatings,
which I love. I absolutely love. I've been using that. I used it to paint some stairs, some wooden stairs. I mean, to finish some wooden stairs.
Right.
It was absolutely lovely to work with.
And it is. It's like it smells like baby food or something. It's just it's really. It's made of whey, W-H-E-Y, as in curds and whey.
Yes.
And it's made right here in Vermont.
It's a byproduct of cheesemaking.
I think Vermont is really, truly a leader in both sustainable furniture and not toxic finishes.
I think so, too. And I think that you seem to have a sense of sustainable community where you've got, like Vermont, you've got a cheesemaker, and then you've got Vermont Natural Coatings making a finish from the byproducts of the cheesemaking process, and then it's going down the street, probably literally, to you, and it goes on a piece of furniture. That is the way all manufacturing should be, and it's not, and it's people actually making all each one of these products with your own hands. And it's all beautiful, and it's safe materials, and it's renewable, and all the money just goes around in your community, and it all gets shared by the people that are there.
It's true. I think Vermont is pretty outstanding in that respect. We work together to build our communities, and you know, there's a big push now for American made, which is great.
Yeah.
But I can say that we've always had, you know, Vermont made and local at the top of the list of priorities up here. You know, local, we have a slogan, local wood, local good. We try to get as much of our wood for furniture as we can locally. And, you know, that's just, it helps in so many ways, including reducing transportation costs and oil usage and pollution and so on and so forth.
Right, right. So I just want to mention, because this is a show about toxics, I want to mention that if you were to look at a spectrum of furniture, that yours, Peggy's, would be at the very, very best at the top. And that at the very bottom would be something like you buy at most furniture stores, which is basically particle board, which is emitting formaldehyde, and this unknown finish that's made out of toxic chemicals that actually is evaporating from the furniture. And what you said earlier about, you probably can't even, how would you even find out what the finish is? That is absolutely true, that I'm constantly asking people, well, what's the finish on this piece of furniture? And they can't tell me. And I think that this is a big issue for consumers, that there's all these products, and we're talking about furniture, so we'll talk about furniture. All this furniture has materials in it that we don't know what they are. So we can't even begin to evaluate the toxicity of it. And so what I've done in the past is that I just buy unfinished wood furniture. And so I can put whatever finish that I want to put on it. So it's so wonderful for me to see that you have put all these elements together. And I know that I can come to you. If next time I buy a piece of furniture, I'm buying it from you.
Well, we'll be happy to receive you in Vermont. We'll show you everything we've got. We'll find the perfect thing just for you, Deborah.
Thank you. Because you have put it all together. I know that I can come and I can get solid wood. I know that it's grown in and harvested in America, so it's not sitting on some tanker truck being sprayed with pesticides.
Right.
And that you have the right finishes, and you're totally transparent in all of your disclosure about everything that you're using. Probably, if I wanted to, I could come up there and you'd take me down the street and introduce me to the furniture maker.
We could do that. We could tour you around. We have several furniture makers that we partner with. I have a neighbor who adopted a little girl from China, and she had lead poisoning when they did her blood tests. And that, it's very common to have lead in the coatings of furniture that's brought in from other countries. And most furniture that you see in the stores in the U.S., especially the big box stores, comes from Asia or different developing countries where there's little to no safety regulations.
Right. They don't have, I mean, we have regulations here in America that I think are not as strict as they should be, but they have even less in other countries. And those products are allowed to come into this country with who knows what on them. And as I said, they do spray pesticides all over these tankers and these containers that they are shipping these things in. And I even saw on TV once some doctor show, I don't remember, and it was a mystery. Oh, we have to go to break. I'll tell a story when we come back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and my guest today is Peggy Farabaugh, owner and operator of Vermont Wood Studios, vermontwoodstudios.com, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and my guest today is Peggy Farabaugh. She's the owner and operator of Vermont Wood Studios, which we've been talking about, and you can go to her website at vermontwoodstudios.com. Peggy, I know that part of your inspiration to start this business had to do with the rainforest. Tell us about that.
Okay, that's one of my favorite things to talk about. I guess I developed a love of the forest and the rainforest as I was growing up. I've always kind of lived in rural places. And I don't know, maybe 20 years ago, I started realizing and reading that the rainforest is being mowed down at a dangerous rate. In fact, we're losing an acre of rainforest every second. And I guess it's hard, especially for people in northern climates, to understand the importance of the rainforest. But even though it takes up the total of all the rainforests on Earth, only take up about 2% of the Earth's surface, but they house 50% of the Earth's species. So we really need to conserve this precious resource and the biodiversity inside it. So, it's not just that, but it's also the wildlife in the rainforest that I've always had an interest in. Most of the primates that you think of, chimpanzees, orangutans, gorillas, all those sort of iconic species that I used to watch, still watch, on TV, they live in the rainforest, and they're all extremely endangered, and they won't be here very much longer if we don't conserve the rainforest. So that was probably the biggest influence, really, in my developing Vermont Wood Studios. I knew that the rainforest was being cut down, largely to provide timber, which went into furniture and flooring, and it was sold very, very cheaply at the big box stores. And I thought maybe we could use the beauty and the integrity of Vermont-made furniture to raise awareness about buying, you know, responsibly, buying American-made or Vermont-made furniture rather than imported furniture that's contributing to rainforest destruction.
And that's such an important connection to make, because I think that a lot of times, I don't want to say that casually, I think that most people don't realize the connection between the product that they buy and where those resources came from, and what is the ecological destruction that happens in order for that that product to exist. And I've been aware of this for a long time. I used to live in a forest in Northern California, and I lived there for 12 years. Actually, in the forest. Well, no, and then another 2 years before that in a different forest. But I remember reading, when I was writing a book, I wrote something about my local forest. And my editor, who lived in New York, had no idea what I was talking about.
Right, yeah.
And I lived next to a place called Samuel P. Taylor Park, where that whole stand of redwoods in that park, that is just a beautiful, beautiful park, it was preserved by, instead of, they used to cut the redwoods to make paper. And so instead of cutting the stand of redwoods, I think it was Mr. Samuel P. Taylor, was collecting rags to make paper out of rags so that the trees could stand. And, you know, it just touches my heart when I hear these kinds of things, because it's such a different viewpoint from the industrial viewpoint. And
right.
The industrial viewpoint just says, let's just cut down all the resources and so what, and turn them into products and sell them as cheaply as we can. Whereas what you're doing is being very thoughtful about harvesting the wood in a sustainable way so that the forest is still there.
Right. And our challenge every day is to, you know, to promote this awareness. And I guess a lot of people really don't think about the forest.
No.
And if you live in a city, you probably certainly don't think about the rainforest. But so many of the things that we use in our daily life do come from the rainforest. Coffee, paper, anything that's made of wood, pharmaceuticals. I think it's like 40% of cancer pharmaceuticals originate in the rainforest.
Wow.
And scientists are saying there's so much research to be done about what else we can extract from the rainforest for new cancer fighting drugs. So I don't know. It's a tough part of our mission to raise that awareness, but we're not giving up on it.
But you're providing an alternative. You can say to somebody, either you have furniture in your house that is clear cutting the rainforest, or you can have this beautiful furniture in your house that is using a renewable resource that has been sustainably harvested in a thoughtful way so that that ecosystem stays in place. And I think that if anybody understands that it's an easy choice to make. It's just right. that I think most people right. don't know. It's like when you walk into a big box store, there is not a big sign on the $1,995 chair that says, this came from a clear-cut rainforest.
Right. It's true. And you're probably not going to see anything in a big box store, anything at all that says where that furniture originates. You know, there might be one or two lines of furniture that say American made, but a lot of times what that means is it was the wood was clear cut illegally from the Amazon rainforest. It was shipped to China, or now it's Vietnam because that's lower cost workforce there. It's shipped there. It's made into furniture. Then it's shipped across the ocean to America, where like the final, maybe the drawer handles are put in, or maybe a finish is put on, and that's the way they're defining American-made furniture.
That's just so not right. Not
yeah,
right
it's very tough to know where your furniture is coming from, unless you go to a small company.
Like this. We need to go to break for us. We need to go to break for a minute, but we'll be right back and we'll talk more. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dad, and my guest today is Peggy Farabaugh, and she's from Vermont Wood Studios. She's the owner and operator at VermontWoodStudios.com. Go see how beautiful their furniture is. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dad, and my guest today is Peggy Farabaugh, owner and operator of Vermont Wood Studios, and she's at VermontWoodStudios.com. So, Peggy, tell us all the details about your furniture.
You already know it's made of real solid wood that's sustainably harvested in North America. Typically, we like to use four hardwoods. Maple, which is harvested typically in Vermont. Cherry, black cherry wood, which doesn't grow really so well here in our state, but it grows in adjacent New York and Pennsylvania, so that's where we usually get that from. Walnut, which is a beautiful darker wood, that we have to often go to the Midwest for because it doesn't grow so well here. And oak, which grows fine in and around Vermont. So those are the woods we use, and we have many different styles, ranging from like your traditional shaker style, which is probably our most popular. We also have a lot of people interested in mission style furniture. Mm-hmm. And then we've got many things in between, and then we have some modern furniture as well, our mid-century modern furniture, which is kind of like maybe you remember, well, you're too young, Deborah, but I remember back to the furniture of the 1950s and 60s. Well, that's back in style now, so we're making a lot of that. It's sort of anything in between. We also do custom furniture. Yeah. People often will say, I love this bed, but I'm tall, I need it longer, or they'll say, I'm short, I want my table leg shorter. And sometimes they'll just send us a picture of something that we have never even considered before. So we do a range of different work, and we have a range of different styles and furniture makers and price points.
So I just want to reiterate here that if you're looking for furniture, how can you get better than this? It's real solid wood from the USA with a non-toxic finish that you can specify, and you can have any design you want. What could be better than that?
We're trying our best to listen to our customers and understand what their preferences are. Usually people come to us because they've looked for a long time and they haven't been able to find exactly what they want. So that's why they're coming to us. We try to show a lot of pictures in our online store, and for, I guess, probably 6 or 8 years, we were able to run the business just with the online store, but we always wanted a beautiful place to showcase this Vermont-made furniture because it's a natural product, it's beautiful, it's handmade, and we really didn't think that the website did it justice. So in the last 2 years, we've been fortunate enough to find a gorgeous spot on a mountainside in Vermont where we have renovated an old farmhouse, and we're using that as our showroom.
I'm coming to Vermont.
Well, I can tell you what you'll see when you get here.
Yes, tell me.
So I'm looking out the windows. You're gonna walk in to our farmhouse on a stone pathway. It's a traditional farmhouse with a porch. It's all painted white with some blue shutters. You'll walk in, and to the back of the house, you'll see a wall of windows that overlook meadows, which kind of roll down to a view of the Connecticut River.
Oh.
And, you know, this is what we feel is worthy of showcasing Vermont furniture. Now, the downside, Deborah, is that we are in the middle of nowhere. We're on a mountain in southeastern Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes a little time to get here, but we have made a promise to our customers that it is worth the trip.
I'm sure it is. I totally am sure it is. Well, I just, you know, again, I want to say that it's one thing to take a step away from toxic chemicals and find something that's not toxic. And it's another thing entirely to take all the steps that you've taken to have this incredible business that addresses so many other things and that go from the beauty of the furniture, that it's handmade, that it's local, that it's saving the rainforest, that it's just, I just love it. I just love it. And
well, we have a team here that is very, I don't know, aspirational, I guess. You know, we all sort of have shared values of healthy environments, natural materials, and we wanted to work for a company that reflected our values. And so that's sort of how the company has evolved to be what it is. It wasn't just my sort of initial thoughts and Ken's initial furniture designs. It's really reflective of the people who work here, who are just the salt of the earth, very hardworking, creative people, each trying to make the world a better place.
That's just so beautiful. I just would like to be able to buy all of the products that I need to buy from a company like yours. It's just, you're just a model of how I think a company should be. And, you know, just, for someone to say to me, oh, we have to keep making these toxic products because for economic reasons, that's just not true. You know, a friend of mine, this falls into the times they are a changing department. A friend of mine was just telling me this morning, his son works in the energy business, and he said that what's coming is that we're not going to have centralized grid energy anymore, that we're all going to be going to either, everybody's going to be off the grid because energy is going to get produced in ways that are extremely local instead of these big things. And it's going to happen in my lifetime. We're just like almost there right now. It's just that all the technology exists. it's a matter of cost. And he said that the energy companies are really worried they're all going to go out of business. And and what's more solid than an energy company that you think is going to be there? You know, my great aunts and uncles bought stock in energy companies because that was the most secure thing that they could think of to put their money in. And,
right.
And now they're going to be gone.
Well, I would love to see more localized energy.
Me too.
More solar panels and more windmills.
Oh, I love windmills. Yeah, yeah. So we're going in the right direction. We are.
Yeah, we're trying to follow those models. We like the model of organic food and the local food movement, and we're trying to learn from their lessons, because that's been a very successful model of raising awareness about where your food comes from.
Right.
So our challenge is to take their lessons and apply it to where your furniture and flooring comes from and other forest products.
Yes. Yes. Well, we've only got about a minute left. Any final words you'd like to say?
Well, I would like to thank you very much for inviting me on the show. It's been my pleasure to chat with you today.
My pleasure as well. Thank you.
And I would invite you and your listeners to come to Vermont. As I said, we would make it worth the trip. We usually tell customers to pack a picnic lunch and a bottle of wine so they can relax out in the backyard.
Oh, I think I should probably come in the fall because
perfect.
I've never seen the New England fall. And I saw kind of the edge of it one year. We were in North Carolina, and I saw it in Asheville. I saw the leaves, but we don't have that in California where I used to live, or here in Florida. So I'm going to see about coming to Vermont in the fall. Thank you so much, Peggy. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindat, and you can go to toxicfreetalkradio.com and find out more. Be well. And we have more time. I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong. I have this clock on my computer that is, it has hours and minutes and seconds. And the show is over at 12:56 and 30 seconds. And I was watching the seconds, 12:56. So go to toxicfreetalkradio.com. What you can find there is, the archives of all the shows that I've done. Some of them have transcripts. You can listen to today's show again if you'd like. You can find out the rest of the guests that are coming up this week. There's just so much information there. So many wonderful people who are doing wonderful things that are making the world less toxic. It's a good place to get information. Now, I'm Deborah Lindat. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. Be well.